It was a hot, smoky day on Monday, but there was no shortage of enthusiasm as Friends for Life cyclists stopped in Prince Edward County for lunch at the Legion in Consacon. The cyclists are raising money to support those suffering from HIV and AIDS, and since 1999, $27.5 million has been raised to help those in need. Michael Blackburn is the marketing and communication lead for the event and tells us about the charity and the ride.
What kind of services do you provide?
Everything from legal services, financial services, assistance with getting to and from medical appointments. We have our essentials market for, you know, the essentials that you need to live your daily lives, and food bank services as well. And, you know, HIV is still a thing. The face of HIV has changed over the years. HIV is no longer a death sentence, but there still is a lot of stigma attached to it. Stigma that actually impedes people from seeking care in places where they feel that they're going to be stigmatized. So these agencies are really doing some truly important work to give people access to care that they need.
How many participants do you have this year?
This year we have around 200 cyclists. Most of which are doing the six-day ride from Toronto to Montreal, which is about 660 kilometers-ish, and then just shy of 100 crew. And while the crew might not be the visible ones on the road, they are the oil in the machine that supports the cyclists and makes this ride possible as well. So a very big shout-out to them. Our crew, we have our wellness crew from RMTs to Cairo to help people with the aches and cracks and, you know, all the fun stuff that comes with 6 days on a bike. We do have our food crew. We have the folks that load and unload our bikes from the U-Hauls all the way down to our road support to make sure that, you know, you're assisted every pedal stroke of the way, because it is a long journey and sometimes, you know, you need to be picked up off the side of the road because you're bonking, or if you just need a little rest, or if you just need that person to clap and cheer you on as well. So they're an integral part.
Where do the participants stay in between the towns and cities?
We camp every night, except for when we're in Kingston, where we get to sleep in a bed at Queen's University. It's a little bit of a treat. We get to do laundry and, you know, take a shower in a real facility. But yeah, we camp every night. It's kind of like a moving town, and it's a bit of a love bubble because really great people come together for a six-day challenge, for community, and for charity. So think of something at it's almost like a reduction in its most potent form, and you have, you know, 300 stellar human beings rallying for a cause to make difference in our communities for those most in need. And it's, you know, it's an experience that moves you and changes you. And this is my seventh year with the bike rally, and I can tell you that each year is just as magical as the last one, if not more so.
Do most of the riders have a personal connection somehow, one way or another?
I would say a lot of people on the rally have some sort of a connection. You know, the AIDS crisis was earth-shattering to the queer community in the 90s. And while, like I said before, HIV is no longer a death sentence, it's a chronic illness that still has a lot of stigma attached to it. You know, we do have cyclists who themselves are positive and are riding for themselves, or writing for friends or family who have passed from AIDS in the past, or simply just want to give back to the community. So I think everybody has their own personal connection that varies from rider to rider, though.
So what do you do if you've got inclement weather? Do you postpone, or you just ride through it? Or?
So last year, for example, we had Hurricane Debbie come on in on day 5. And the safety of our cyclists and our volunteers and our crew is the utmost importance. So we have backup and safety plans in place to make sure that the riders and volunteers and crew are safe at all times. So last year, Hurricane Debbie ripped through when we were staying in Lancaster, flooded out camp, and we had a bunch of school buses pick up riders, bring them back to Cornwall. So we're going in the opposite direction, and we stayed, the city of Cornwall was gracious to invite us into the rec center, and we stayed on the ice pad, so in the arena there, for multiple hours until we got the green light to be shuttled back in to Quebec. And then we rode the last 10 or so kilometers to get past the finish line and have that, you know, that moment that everybody was waiting for, the joy and the passion of crossing that finish line, that I can tell you, the first time I ever did that, I cried pure tears of joy. And I don't think we get to do that enough as human beings, is have those joyful moments that are so powerful that they bring you to tears. And it's a mental, physical, and emotional journey. And I'll tell you once again, you know, HIV is still a thing. It is still with us. We are seeing a rise in cases, especially in Canada, coming out of the pandemic, where less people were getting tested because there were less in-person opportunities to go see your doctor. And, you know, as long as there's a reason, there's a ride. And we'll be doing that ride and positively, you know, pedaling to make a change in our communities.
A longtime participant talks about then and now.
So, what's different between the early days and now?
Well, the early days, I mean, it started, as you know, in 1999 with a lot less people. It was 45 people just hitting the road, trying to support an agency that was at risk for closing its doors. They thought it would run a couple of years, and it took off. People understood the need, the cause, and word got out. And I've been doing it 19 years, so it's nice for me to see the new faces come in. And the younger generation who really didn't have that connection to HIV from the 80s and 90s, it's a manageable disease, but still not cured. So the narrative is now living with it. And what does that mean? And for us, it's having that young generation really gain an understanding of how severe living with HIV is and why we need to support it. They're the future of this event. This is year 27. We're stronger than ever. It just keeps growing year after year, and I think, you know, we're one of the longest running HIV charities in Bike Rides in Canada, and we're not stopping anytime soon.
For the local journalism initiative, frequencynews.ca and CJPE County FM, I'm Brenda Little.